Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Crossbow stolen from unlocked home. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 33-year-old man reported a burglary from his home on Wolf Road around 8 p.m. on Tuesday evening. The man told Gillette police officers an unknown person entered his unlocked home without authorization and took various items, including a crossbow and some tools, according to Captain Jason Marcus. The owner said he believed the theft took place sometime between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. on the 24th. The items are worth approximately $2,000. There are currently no suspects in the case, and the incident has been turned over to detectives for investigation. January is National Radon Action Month, and the EPA wants to remind homeowners of the health risks, the importance of testing, and steps homeowners can take to reduce risk. Radon is a known carcinogen and is estimated to cause more than 20,000 lung cancer deaths each year in the U.S. The colorless, odorless gas is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. The health risks and impacts are preventable. Testing and reducing radon levels in your home is easy. The best way to protect against radon is to perform a simple, low-cost test of your home. EPA recommends homeowners take action to reduce radon levels when they exceed the action level of 4.0 picocuries per liter. Radon test kits are available free of charge while supplies last to Wyoming residents at health.wyo.gov/radon. Collections manager and historian Jessica Salzman from the Museum at the Bighorns will be doing a special presentation on the life of the surveyor Edward Gillette. If you have ever wondered how Gillette got its name and why it was named after someone who never lived here, Salzman will answer those questions at the Rockpile Museum on February 2nd at 7 p.m., according to the press release from the Campbell County Rockpile Museum. The free presentation, Edward Gillette, a New Englander Comes West, will cover how important Gillette was to the development of the railroad that changed the face of northern Wyoming and how he left his mark on Sheridan's history. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.